Dr. Randy Carlson, right here in the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, along with Jennifer and Steven, their entire team. We love you guys. And if you're new to Intentional Living, it's all about helping you experience your life today the way God intended. Less regret, less pain, less sorrow, even though we live in a world full of all those things. And the reality is we get whacked with it from time to time. But sometimes it's like shooting yourself in the foot. We do it to ourselves, and we want to help you and us as a community to do less of that and more of bring glory to God and benefit to ourselves. So today, we're picking up on the topic we have had from last week, where a lot of people called and were telling us about the moments in their life that sort of radically changed their life. We refer to them as aha moments, a moment of awareness, a moment of clarification, a moment when the light bulb you see going off in your above your head is reminding you that there's maybe a better decision, or as a result of what you're going through is an oh no moment. You didn't expect it. You didn't plan it. It wasn't something that is even, quote, your fault, but there you are, and yet you want to use that moment to give glory to God and something to benefit you moving forward, and you have a choice. We can either take those bad moments in our life and they can bury us, or they can be something that really brings some sunshine and light into the future. So your comments are welcome on our storyline. 888-888-1717 is the number. And we'd love to hear from you, just like David, who's on the line in Michigan. Hi, David.
Hi, Dr. Randy. Thank you so much for what you do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the comments.
I like the topic, and I missed it when you had it last week. And I just wanted to share my aha moment. In 2018, I had a double lung transplant. And in 2006, I had given my life to Christ when I got sober. But after my transplant, I caught a virus and then was put on life support and had a stroke and ended up in the hospital for over 90 days. And I couldn't help but wonder why this was God's will for my life. Well, I have 11 siblings, and some of them are in their 80s, blessed to be still alive. But during that time, when my wife went through pure hell, I couldn't understand what God was doing in my life. And come to find out, some of my siblings healed wounds because of our contact in that moment. Everybody came together. Some of my older siblings healed wounds from 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what God used me to help them heal. And I am blessed. I have a beautiful life. I have so much love in my life, and I owe it all to Christ. And I just wanted to share that moment. My life is beautiful because of it.
Amen. Thank you. And you have reconciliation with family members. Boy, so many things that can be positive can come out of those moments of pain. And God love you. And what an amazing time to be alive, where the medical profession can replace lungs. That is amazing. Hearts and lungs. Man. So God love you. And thank you for giving that shout out. Glory to God, and certainly benefit to your family and those around you. That's what this message is all about today. Speaking of aha moments, I had a chance to hear from Marge in Arizona. And, you know, we talk about aha moments. Aha moments are when you're going through something, you're experiencing something, and somewhere in your mind or the back of your head or a light bulb over your head goes off that sort of should remind you that, hey, I could do something right now that could make a difference. And that's exactly where this caller from Arizona is right now. Take a listen as she shares what should be an aha moment in her life.
Hi, my name is Marge. Thank you so much for the wonderful program I'm listening to. My question is this. I'm a born-again Christian. How can I let God guard my heart, and how can I guard my heart? I develop feelings for someone who's not even saved. I'm real concerned about that.
That was a comment left on our storyline. And now I think we're all listening and we're saying, well, you know exactly what you need to do. I mean, if you're a follower of Christ, don't be unequally yoked together. Don't be driven by your heart. Got to use your head. Make a good decision. We all hear that. And you know what? She hears it. Many times, people, just pulling back the screen a little bit, many times I talk to you all who call, and you already know what you're supposed to do. I always get a kick out of all of us who are on these shows where we talk to people, because many times we already know in advance. We shouldn't use a credit card. We shouldn't be unfaithful to our spouse. We shouldn't make a stupid decision. We already know that. And we look for someone to sort of confirm that in our lives. And so I call those aha moments and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Now, there is safety and wisdom in many counselors, and that's why we do this, because we want to encourage you. I get the biggest joy out of doing an intentional living show at the end, knowing that maybe someone had an aha moment that was the Holy Spirit speaking to them. A light bulb went off and they gave their life to Christ. Maybe that's you. We hear the stories of people coming to Christ through the radio ministry. Or when we hear a story of a marriage being saved or parents stepping up and dealing with an issue in a godly way, that's a positive thing. And so that's why we do this. All right, let's take that quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
And then discouragement. Wow, what does that mean? A negative force against courage, right? Isn't that what that's saying? Discouragement is a resistance to courage. Well, I looked up the word courage. Courage means strength in the face of pain or grief. Isn't that interesting? And so if we're going to resist discouragement, we need some new strength. We need some new courage. And the strength that we're talking about is strength in Christ, right? As followers of Christ. That's an excerpt from the lesson on overcoming discouragement. It's up on our website. It's available to people all around the planet, people listening by the thousands, and it's made possible because of the generous financial support and prayer of people just like you who support the ministry. We have families and individuals, young and old. People have been married for a lot of years, and brand new married folks, and those who are single, who financially and practically support the ministry. And you all do that because God has moved you to do it, and I want to say thank you. We have a budget that allows us to do the radio, the podcast, create publications and events, and all the things that we do. And so when you give a dollar a day in support of the ministry, $30 a month or more, or those of you giving a single gift, everything goes back into intentional living through Intentional Life Media to impact people, and you allow us to do it. And we are very, I can tell you right now, we're very intentional with the finances. We do not borrow money to operate the Intentional Living Ministry, unlike our government. All right? $36 trillion in debt. Don't take me there. That's a whole nother topic. We're not going to go anywhere into $36 worth of debt, because we just believe that God will use what comes in to impact people, and that's why we're here. So can I just ask you to be a part of the solution to help us? We appreciate it. How do you do that? Call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717, or you can go to theintentionallife.com and click on donate. All right, we have some folks who want to tell us their story of how they're being intentional in their marriage, maybe turning an aha moment into a change. Let's hear Carol is first from Florida. How are you being intentional, Carol, in your marriage?
Well, I was married to a man that was not behaving well and not conducive to being married or to family life. We had three children, and he had turned away from God and was kind of going his own way. And I was responding in kind to that. I was very upset, very angry, and wanted him to behave better. And I was sharing that with some coworkers of mine that I went to church with, and they reminded me that if I would treat him as if he was behaving like the man of God we knew he was, and giving me those things that I knew that we needed in our marriage, that I would see a dramatic change in him, that he would become that man, because I had dug in and was, I'll say, withholding, you know, emotionally. I was angry. I was responding poorly myself, and it was just feeding itself. So I said that sounded ridiculous at the time, but I promised I would try it. And they said, in 6 months, you will see the man that you know he is, that they knew he was. And so I did. I went home. I dressed better. I cooked better. I responded in kindness, no judgment, no rolling eyes, nothing, just nothing judgmental. And literally, it was 3-4 weeks. It wasn't 6 months. I just started doing what I knew. You know, my expectations of how it should go weren't going well. So instead of just concentrating on myself and my behavior and my reaction to his behavior, I was also behaving badly. I wasn't living with gratitude. And so I just changed that around. I did what they suggested, and it was an amazing transformation. So my one thing is,
has it been sustained over time?
It's sustained for quite a while. I'm happy to say that that marriage ended, and it's been a long time, but I'm remarried. I've been remarried 20 years, and I practice that with my current husband, that sometimes we get focused on those things that are wrong and missing and lacking, and we don't live with gratitude and thankfulness and love towards our spouse. You know, we have expectations which we shouldn't have of other people's behavior, but only of our own.
That's right. And as you point out, once you stop something that's right and good, it can it goes back. It doesn't just keep flowing in the positive direction. It's a sustaining that kind of intentional behavior and attitude over an extended period of time. All right. Aha moments. Mike is in Michigan. Hi, Mike. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. How are you?
Terrific. Sounds like you've been through an aha moment in your life. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, this was a while ago, but I had met my wife in 2000. She had had some really bad things, miscarriage, stillborn, rape, beaten, all this stuff. She was obese. She was told never to have kids. Well, about 5 years later, she lost a bunch of weight, was healthy, wanted to have kids. First try, she got pregnant. First doctor visit, they told her she had a miscarriage. They told her to go home. They gave me sleeping pills, muscle relaxers, pain pills, and said, just make her comfortable. She's been through this before. Just let her forget about it. Well, when we got home, she was upset I wouldn't give her any. I thought I was just being a nice husband and saying, you know, oh, they haven't shown me anything. It'll be okay. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it. Well, weeks later, when she went to a doctor, found out she's still pregnant. Well, a lot of things have went on since then, but to fast forward to today, that girl is now 17 years old. She just finished her first year of college at 17. She's going to Spring Arbor University, which is a Christian college here in Michigan, that's a supporter of Family Life Radio, and her life is great, and she's dedicated her life to God and to help people that she always felt she didn't belong, and it took her a long time to realize that she wasn't here by accident.
Is the kind of imprint we want to communicate to that 17-year-old daughter that she's a miracle, that God made you special. That's something we can carry throughout our lives, to realize that we are here for a purpose. That's a great story. And Spring Arbor College, I spent my first semester out of high school at Spring Arbor College. That's where I started my college. And then I moved to Michigan State, and then Eastern Michigan, and then to University of Arizona. Oh, I've been all over the place. Too many. Matriculated everywhere, right? I think I have all the hats. So whoever's playing basketball this week, I'm for them. You know, I'm for you. All right. Thank you, Mike, for that call. Appreciate it. We're talking today about how we could take aha moments in our life. These moments that, you know, God reveals something, something happens. We might think it's a coincidence. I don't know what it is. And you realize that God can use that for something really powerful in your life. And sometimes it causes you to say, hey, I'm going to change some expectations. I'm going to work on something in my life to become more intentional. Let's find out what Gary's got up going on in Tennessee. How are you being intentional, Gary, down there?
I hope this isn't the Christianese answer that you didn't want to hear, but and by the way, just for a frame of reference, we recently celebrated our 49th. So
congratulations.
Well, thank you. She deserves over 50% of the credit, and I won't tell you how far over. Anyway, the first thing I do is apply the golden rule, as Jesus gave us in Matthew 7:12, one of the 20 or so places it appears in the Bible, that it satisfies all of the law and the prophets by just doing to others as you would have them do to you. So mm-hmm. my first step is to look in the mirror and say, am I meeting her expectations the way I want her to meet mine?
Wow.
And frequently that humbles my expectations, puts a frame of reference on hers, and kind of leads towards a more amenable feelings about it. But then after that filter, after that screening, whatever you want to call it, if I still think that I need to deal with it, I try to deal with it with questions instead of criticism or accusations.
We've all been discouraged. Perhaps a relationship didn't pan out, or you didn't get that job you applied for, or maybe your life hasn't gone as you expected.
When people become discouraged, it's usually because they've first been disappointed. Our formula is expectation minus reality equals disappointment, because disappointment always follows something that we expect that doesn't turn into reality.
In Dr. Randy's message, Overcoming Discouragement, he provides you with practical advice for how to not let discouragement get in the way and how to find your strength in Christ. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, we got something exciting coming up in just a few days here at the ministry, and you'll be hearing about it. We have a brand new book coming out for those. Maybe you've been struggling with anxiety. Maybe you've been wrestling with those issues that can create anxiety in your life and ultimately depression. Brand new book coming out. That'll be an encouragement to you. We'll be talking about that in just a few days here on the ministry. So I hope you'll stay tuned for that. We've been talking about oh no and aha moments in life. Some of you refer to them as yellow lights and green lights and red lights. But the fact is we all have these experiences, sometimes of our own making, sometimes of somebody else's making. And sometimes it just seems like out of the blue, just the reality of living in a sinful world. The question is, how do we respond to these aha moments? Maybe it's something that is said or done that kind of puts that light bulb above your head to go off and make you aware that something needs to change prior to having it turn into an oh no, painful moment that really wasn't necessary. But wherever you are, to understand that God can use each moment, everything that happens. The Bible says that if we've been called according to his purpose, all things will ultimately work together for good. And that's why understanding that and staying very clear in our daily walk that we're following what God's intention is can be life-changing. Let's get back to the calls. We're talking about moments in marriage. We've got Lynn on the line. Lynn, thanks for calling.
Well, thank you for taking my call. We appreciate your program.
Thank you.
And it's kind of unique. I rarely listen to the radio, but today I turned it on and heard your program, and it reminded me of a conversation that I had with my oldest son, who's now in his 30s, and has been married for 2 or 3 years. But a year ago, we were having this conversation, and he said, Dad, my generation is raised in a group of kids that are not very intentional about anything. But he said, I watched you and mom and grandma and grandpa, and you were very intentional with your marriage and the things that you did, and I want a marriage like yours.
Wow.
That's how you know when you've raised your kids and made an impact.
Well, you do. If they see in you something that they want, of course, kids never want it all, but that's okay, too. But if they see the right things that they want, I think that is a measurement of success. So what are some of the things that he said he wanted? What are some of the things you were intentional about?
Here are some of the things that we did. We always kept God first, and Christianity was very high on our list. But then there's a few other things that we did, and a couple of those things is we always set the table. We sat around the table and we ate, and there was no TV in the kitchen. We never allowed TV in the kitchen. That was to us, that was holy ground, is that table was a time for conversation. And the other thing that we did is we created traditions. Like one of the traditions is we had a Saturday night pizza party, and it was here at the house, but it was something they enjoyed. It was something they looked forward to. And I think probably the number one thing that we did is my wife and I always honored and respected each other.
Mm.
And we made sure that they knew that. That was probably greater than anything else that we could have done, is they always knew that regardless of what's going to happen, mom and dad's going to honor and love each other and stand by us.
That's great. Hey, listen, I hope we got some young guys listening that pick up on this. They want to have the same kind of outcome that you did. Even your son saying, hey, mom and dad, you were intentional. That's actually what he said, you were intentional?
That's what he said. He said, you were intentional with your marriage. You set out some goals. You didn't just make it happen. You made it happen. You didn't That's just good. Let it happen. You made it happen. And we did. We set out some goals, and those goals, we didn't think they had that big of an impact, but I'll tell you, that one meal a day at the table with no TV is huge.
Hey, listen,
I do premarital counseling before I marry any couple, and that's one thing I always bring in.
Yeah.
Eat together, set the table, and enjoy the meal. Don't take it to the living room. Sit at the table and eat and talk.
Yeah, that's right. That's good. Listen, that helps you, and you know this, Lynn. Sounds like you're a pastor working with people, so you understand. You avoided in your family probably some unnecessary oh no moments as a result of choosing to make the family a priority and watching what comes into your home to set it aside, spending time communicating, and having your kids grow up and say, hey, we want to be intentional like you were intentional. There's a great legacy that your kids would grow up and say, I want to be as intentional as you and mom have been. That's great. All right, Michael in Arizona, what is it that's been, that caused you to say, hey, I want to be more intentional in my marriage?
I called you about 3 months ago with my heart broken in a million and one pieces because I have found out that my spouse, my wife of 8 years, she is maintaining a relationship through emails with a friend of her opposite sex. So it was just, when I found out, I was just devastated. How can this be happening? Well, you know, you gave me some great advice, and on top of that, you also sent me the copy of the Starving
Star for Affection book, yes.
What a tool that it had become for me and my wife. My wife and I, we believe that marriage is just not something you just throw away just because it's broken. You fix it. You work at it. So that book that he was sending me, my wife and I, we start reading it, and he's like, my wife has to, well, is he writing about us here? What was happening is my wife needed some intimacy emotionally. She needed to hear, you know, express herself about the kids, about the friend, all those things, you know. And I was like, well, honey, I got to work right now. I'll call you later. And then in turn, when I'd come home 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night, hoping that it was ready and hopefully for some sexual intimacy also. But it was like, oh, obviously, no wonder she doesn't want to have sexual intimacy because there was no connection. you have to work hard in your marriage. We did not. We could be having all the sex we wanted, but it was no emotional intimacy. It didn't matter. It was just another routine activity.
Yeah, that's right. And you just gave a great lesson on marriage right there in a couple sentences. All right. Thank you for that call, Michael. You know, today and last week, if you missed the show, we've been talking a little bit about aha moments and oh no moments and learning ahead of schedule. You know, in other words, taking that yellow light, if you please, or that red light that we see on the road as a serious marker in our marriage. Maybe you're going through a time right now where that aha yellow moment is kind of causing you to think a little bit. Take advantage of that. Slow down and allow God to use that moment in your life to teach you some lessons that'll help you grow in your marriage relationship or in your personal life. By the way, as we wrap up the show today, if you have a story, we'd love to hear it. All you have to do is call 888-888-1717, and you can leave your story there. Or during West Coast business hours, press number 2 and talk to one of our staff and come and join us in support of the ministry, because we appreciate you, we love you, and we thank you in advance for all that you're doing. All right, just enough time for Desiree in Missouri, I think, is calling with an intentional moment.
Hi, my name is Desiree. And to start off this year, I am being intentional about meeting my husband's need for closeness. Him and I are very different. We have a very godly marriage, and I'm so thankful for that. But we're very different at the same time, and he desires this closeness, cuddling and lovey-dovey stuff that I really don't have much interest in. So this year, the start of this year, I have purchased new bedding for our bed because he likes to cuddle and be close, but I want my space. I want him on his side, me on my side, and that's how I'm comfortable. But this year, I'm going to make a change to meet that need in my husband, that desire for closeness and cuddling. So with our new bedspread that we can share together in the start of this new year, and lots of prayer for God to change that in me so that I can meet that need for him, I am being intentional about meeting that need in my husband.
All right. Well, thank you for bringing us into the intimacy of your decision when it comes to the relationship with your spouse. And that really does leave the question, what one thing, because she figured it out for this year. The question is, what one thing would make the single biggest difference from an aha moment that you've experienced or oh no moment you've been through that would make the biggest single difference in your life, in your marriage, your family for 2025? And then do it and share it with us. We'd love to know so we can pray for you. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living. For Jennifer, Stephen, and the team, have a great day. We'll see you again next time right here from Intentional Life Media.